Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of February 22nd, 2025. My name is Estelle and I am your phonologist for this week. On Friday, February 22nd, the ice coverage on Lake Superior was reported at 31% along the South Shore, which had nearly doubled over the previous 10 days. It is still below average. Monday, February 24th, at 7 a.m., it was 40 degrees outside. On Tuesday, February 25th, Miss Urban saw patches of leaves and exposed dirt where there had just been snow a few days before. The snow is starting to melt at bases of trees in the forest. The bark warms up the sun and the trees store and radiate heat, melting the snow that is immediately surrounding the trunk. Also this day, 40.6 inches of snow was recorded for the season. This is a deficit of negative 25.1 inches from the average. This time last year, we had 18.5 inches of snow. Due to the warm weather this week, Monday's snow melt depth was 9 inches, Tuesday's was 7 more inches, and Wednesday's was an additional 5 inches. There is not any measurable fun snow to play with and any longer at recess, as there are only scattered ice patches. On Friday morning, February 28th, wind gusts at 40 to 50 miles per hour were recorded. On Sunday, February 23rd, Miss Urban saw a flock of pine siskins looking for food on the side of the road while she was on a walk. Lorelai and Iris were surprised when they saw a bald eagle soaring in the sky on their bus ride to school on Monday, February 24th. On Friday, February 28th, Miss Urban saw two goldfinches at the bird feeder at her house. They were still in their non-breeding plumage. On Wednesday, February 26th, Miss Earle's class found some big paw prints in the school forest. Miss Urban took a measuring tape and took out, and the tracks were 4 inches long. The stride distance was nearly 60 inches. Based on the measurements, these could be gray wolf tracks. On Thursday, February 27th, Miss Urban noticed 11 inches of water and slush in top of the ice at Schmidt Creek. There is still a layer of ice underneath all the running water. Miss Jackson's class noticed that the water and ice level reached the bottom of the bridge. The snow on the nature trail was about 8 inches deep under the shelter of trees. It was icy, wet, and packy snow. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.